Hello everyone, welcome back to Samurai Summit Podcast. This is episode number 37. 37 already, can you believe that, man? It's been a long trip. Every time
37 wicks.
Yeah, every time we read the chapter number, the episode number, I'm always surprised, like, damn, we've really been doing this for... It's been over 37 weeks, you know, we've skipped some here and there because of things and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, how you been?
I'm doing well, but honestly, I never thought we would get to... episode 37.
Yeah, I kind of figured you'd chicken out.
Actually, it was gonna be the other way, you know.
No, I mean, it's fun. It's gonna be something to do on the weekend, plus, you know, I love talking about anime and all this stuff, and you rarely find somebody you can talk about it.
It gives me a chance to catch up to anime the whole week that we didn't talk or anything, you know, like boom, all at once.
And that's the useful thing too, since we don't hang out as much during the weekends. Or even throughout the week, you know, life and stuff.
Yeah.
It helps us out so that we have stuff to talk about at least for an hour or hour and a half. You know, give content over here.
Yeah, and not just that. You also give us things like to keep up with anime news overall. Because suddenly, prior to this podcast, I wouldn't be looking like new releases for the summer unless if I see like it's a big one. Like, let's say if we didn't start this podcast, probably we'll only find out about Spy Family after it got released because all the hype that it got. But you know how we knew about it prior to it?
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have known any of that, like, at all. But because of the podcast, you know?
It kind of works out and it helps indulge us in our hobbies.
Yeah. It's, you know, we're some fucking addicts right here. Well, it is what it is.
Yeah. But hey, how's your weekend going? And do you have any plans? Because, you know, today we're recording before the weekend actually ends. So, you know, it's something that
it's
we rarely
Saturday
do.
Saturday morning. Yeah, Saturday it's Saturday morning. And actually, I always wanted to record like Saturday mornings. But, you know, sometimes I work some Saturdays, other Saturdays I don't. Sometimes you're doing something on a Saturday morning and you cannot record when I'm not working on a Saturday. But yeah, it's actually feels nice. Any plans for this weekend? No, not really. Probably just go to the range. That's probably about it. Because I finally got my installed the new trigger, so I want to test it out. Other than that, I'll probably play more
Demon Slayer.
Yeah, I actually checked my record. I'm like 16 battles, and I won like half of them.
Okay, so you got a 0.5 KD. Not bad.
It's not bad. And then last night on Friday night, I was catching up with Black Clover because I haven't watched the last five episodes for like the last 2 years or whenever it finished.
Really?
Yeah, I never watched those five last episodes. And yesterday I watched two of them. And I was like, ooh, it's getting fucking legit.
Dude, it is, but after that, you got to read it. It's kind of on a weird schedule. It doesn't always update weekly or even bi-weekly. You know, the chapters just end up dropping out of nowhere, and I try to keep a lookout for it. And dude, it's getting good. There's a whole lot of new reveals. A huge fight is going to break out for the next chapter. But the thing is, I have no idea when it's going to come out.
Yeah, for me, I don't mind waiting for it. Because in the meantime, you got to catch up with the mangas that I actually currently reading. Like I said, it's been almost four podcasts ago since I mentioned I still haven't finished Watakoi.
No.
The otaku manga. I still haven't finished it, and I'm probably a chapter behind. And also the light novel, JK Hero is a Sex Worker in the Norwood, whatever that title is.
Yeah, so I posted that one on the Discord.
On Discord, yeah, I still haven't finished it. And yesterday, Friday, again, this podcast will be released on Tuesday, but Friday, I got the Mob Psycho Volume 3 in the mail.
Oh, nice. Didn't we read that one already?
No, we only did up to volume 2.
I could have sworn that we did 3 already. Could be wrong, though. I have to check.
We were supposed to do the third one. Could you post it in the description? Next week we're going to review volume 3, but we never did because I couldn't find it.
But do you guys actually read it, the description? That's what I want to know.
Exactly. Yeah. Who reads the description?
Yeah, I'm going to start putting empty threats.
Sure, because we actually put links to
We put links to the articles that we read. We put links to the Discord now that we have that. We put links to the social media. And also, I, you know, put a little messages thanking everyone for listening and tuning in.
I do read them. I just don't tell him anything because he thinks I don't read them, but I do.
Well, yeah, I mean, you read them to supervise that. I don't put any random shit or any misspelling.
I do gotta say, though, I didn't read the one when you pulled volume 2. I don't remember reading either that, or I just kind of like screamed to it to make sure, you know, kind of looks good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I missed that one. So it went over my head, man.
See, where is it? Right here, Dark Horse. Because I buy them here now. Yeah, I have volume 3. Are you sure we didn't do it?
Cause we didn't review it.
Because volume 3 ends. Wait, did we read it, but we didn't do it?
No, we didn't read it because I just got volume 3.
Hmm.
And I don't have it in my collection. In the ones that I have in my collection is volume 1, volume 2, and I believe it's volume 8. And now I added volume 3.
Okay, well, just to make sure, the third volume is kind of centered more around Shigeo's brother, Mob's brother.
Yeah, no, we didn't. Yeah, we only got to volume 2. Didn't read volume 3.
Mm.
Just because I don't have it, and I'm only reading it physically. Okay. So I'm only reading the physical copy. So, yeah. Actually, I bought it on Amazon, right? Because I needed to buy some super glue to, you know, glue some of my figures that are broken from years ago and one that my daughter broke recently, the sword. Which was already kind of flimsy. Do you remember the room? I posted on my Instagram a while back. Actually,
Was the room you bought at Frankincense?
Yeah. The samurai Rimuru?
Yeah.
The sword, she broke the tips. I just crazy glue and it's good. But that sword was already very flimsy, though.
Because
it's like really thin, so you could pretty much do it. So, like, whatever. And then I just ended up gluing my Eneru that broke, my other kid broke years ago. And the staff from Whitebeard, the one that I got from Marine 4 edition for Burning Blood, the figure. My mom broke that one by accident too, years ago. Just the staff, so I just crazy glued that. The one that I forgot to glue was my Sinan.
What was wrong with her?
The one that has like some like spikes on her back.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of broke. I mean, I have it stuck in there, so it's not moving. But it's a little bit tilted, so I just have to glue it so it can stick together.
But damn, you've been waiting on that for years now? And you just barely bought the super glue? Talk about procrastination.
No, it's not that. The thing is, my OCD, just knowing that it's broken, I kind of like don't want to see them. Because it's not perfect anymore.
Even though they're fixed, you still know that they're broken.
Yeah, okay. That's what I have on my OCD. Because it makes it seem like it's not perfect. It's not in the condition where I bought him. It's not how it is. So it's a really a good collection.
And meanwhile, he's still perfect.
Erita sass.
See, right here, this is exactly where I set my nuts.
Damn, those are tiny.
Has me sleep. Hey, man. The struggles.
But yeah, and I tend to forget about those figures. Because when I do, it's usually at night, and then I can go to sleep, because then I'm overthinking, like, fuck, should I try to get a new one, but then I'm spending more money, and it's a waste of money, might as well buy something else, and then I get a headache, and I lose sleep. And it's something that I can't control. It's not like, I know it's stupid, just figures, you know? But it's just something, and that's not just with figures, like with anything. If something happens, I want to keep, like, it for a collection, but then it's damaged or something, and my OCD kicks in, like, it's not perfect, it's like, and then I just lose sleep, I get a headache, I start being in a mood. But like I said, just something I can't control. And so yeah, I just ended up fixing that. And since I don't have Amazon Prime anymore, I needed to spend like $25 so I could get free shipping. So I was at work, I was like, what else do I need? I was like, I do need a new tripod, $130. I'm like, damn. I don't need that much extra. I could just buy that one by itself, you know? Yeah. I was like, let me get something anime related. And then like a few minutes later, I was at work like, what am I doing? I collect mangas. There's still manga here. So that's when I searched for Mob Psycho, volume 3. So I could just get that free. It's actually $25 and change. So free shipping.
But I could have sworn that you had bought a set. Well, didn't you buy a set originally? Like the first 3?
No, I remember you actually talked about it that they had on Amazon, like the first 5 volumes or something like that. And that when I told you, like, it's on volume 8 and it's still going. And you were like, oh, yeah. And then you search out, like, oh, yeah, there's more coming out. But, yeah, you did mention you were thinking about getting the whole bundle on Amazon. But I don't know if it's an actual box set or they just sell you, like, the five mangas or whatever.
I'm about to see, because I kind of do have space in the back. I have some stuff I could move around.
How come you don't get those wall mounts? You know, like those shelves, I mean? So you could just put it on the wall instead of having the whole thing.
Well, one of the main things is I'm probably going to end up moving. Probably, like, within the end of the year or probably, like, the beginning of the next one. You know, now that my sister is making a little bit more money, now we can actually afford, like, between the both of us to get a bigger place.
Yeah, yeah. And so, hopefully a better area too.
Yeah. I mean, right now I'm in the ghetto. Ratatata.
Ratatata. I live in the ghetto. Ratatata.
I mean, to be honest, it's probably still going to be like somewhere linear direction to UPS store just for her facility up until she gets a car.
Yeah.
So if anything, we might end up moving like closer to Tustin. Probably. Okay. You know, so it's still a straight line for the bus.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
You forget where I'm at, right? Like, yeah, just going up 17, then eventually hit Tustin.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Nice. Hopefully everything works out for you guys.
Yeah, hopefully. And, so that's the main reason, you know, I don't want to make more holes than I need to. I mean, I already made a hole to put the monitor on the wall. I'll probably try to patch that one up before I leave.
On mine, yeah, I have some. I actually don't have no paintings. I mean, no picture frames. That was to have him set on my Eminem CD, signed CD. I haven't put it on the wall yet. I do have like two holes because I was trying to set up my camera.
Yeah.
And I did it on the wrong one. So I like, shit, it doesn't fit right here. So I need to move my camera somewhere else.
Yeah, just to put the hole right here, I planned it out for like a couple hours prior to even owning the drill.
Yeah.
And I put it up and it's perfect, exactly where I want it. But yeah, now the idea of moving out, now I got to think about patching it up. But I'll probably just hit up our friend.
And then packing everything to move is a fucking hassle. Now that since you have more things than when you first move into.
Yeah, I have fucking furniture now. That's fucking bullshit. But hey,
I forgot. Well, let me know you need any help.
Yeah. You got a truck?
Yeah. No, I don't, but I got muscle.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I could go with a shirt or without a shirt. Just let me know.
Oh. All right, let's do a little spin around. Let me see.
Ooh.
Ooh. All right, shirtless, please. Okay. Shirtless. Make sure to bring the come in shorts that will open up when you fucking squat.
I was about to say that. So before we continue with the podcast, like actually go to the main topics. When I move out of my mom's, Redman helped me out move, right? He got his favorite pair of shorts and everything.
Yeah, super and tight around the butt.
Exactly. He doesn't have any, but you know.
Hey.
And during that time, going back and forth, you didn't bend over.
Yeah, I squatted to pick up like a box or something. And when I squat down, you just hear creak. And I'm like, what the fuck was that? And I just touched and I didn't feel anything. So I just stood up and kept on going. And then as I was coming back, I don't remember if it was you, if it was your mom or who else told me. And he started laughing. And I had the toy. And I think I was like that for a while, wasn't I? Like, I didn't care. And it wasn't like or did you actually bring me home so I could change?
I remember, but no, I think it happened right away. And we noticed. And then we just took you home so you could change. And then we continued working.
Yeah, it was fucking hilarious. I ended up throwing those shorts away, and
you had to, because it was a big ass hole.
Yeah, it was a pretty big hole, and I don't know how to fucking sew.
That's too far. You should tell your sister now. Be like, hey, you're gonna learn.
Well, I think she does know because of middle school over there in Mexico. They ended up teaching her.
Oh, there you go. They know how to teach women over there. I'm gonna get so much crap for saying that right now.
Oh, I mean, they do. She had like a full-on class. Meanwhile, the guys, we just went around and fucked with electricity.
Oh, they were gonna say I'm fucking around. fuck around. Like, you know, go around and fuck.
It's middle school, though. I was fucking 12. I don't know.
Hey. All right. Anyway, this is not a hentai episode. Yeah. Let's continue with the podcast.
So get into the topics. This is first news. This comes from comicbook.com. And Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War releases a new artwork, new poster for the upcoming season. Dude, I saw it. It looks fucking badass and it's getting me more hyped for the upcoming season. Especially now that I'm slowly catching up and you know, ever since catching up and talking about it, you know, Daddy Google is listening. So all my feed has been tailored to not talk about a lot about Bleach. So I'm just watching more and more stuff about Bleach. Well, even prior to recording the podcast, I was listening to a video about Urahara.
Okay. So the poster, it's going to be on the side notes, the link, so yes. You guys can see the poster. And we're going to talk, since we talk about Bleach, we're going to talk about the Disney too.
Yeah, we'll talk about it right after this.
Yeah, well, you could actually mention it, might as well, because I want to mention something with the poster related to it.
Okay, well, we might as well mention it. So, in case you guys haven't listened or haven't been up to date, I just heard this from rumors. I didn't actually get an actual source. I forget what was their source. But Disney has actually acquired the rights to stream this new Bleach Thousand Year Blood War arc. So, you know, more than likely, if you want to watch it, you're going to have to see it through Disney Plus. Nothing has been announced yet. There's no, like, marketing for it yet. But it's pretty much confirmed at this point that Disney has acquired the rights. You can still watch the rest of Bleach, you know, like in Crunchyroll, wherever it is that you're watching it. But the new season is acquired, or is now owned by Disney.
Yeah, supposedly the Disney outbid Crunchyroll. Mm-hmm. Now, this is really kind of... Yeah.
Why is Disney even interested in this?
I don't know. They're just trying to make themselves bigger. But this is what I'm afraid of. I know the studio's still going to be making the anime, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just afraid that this is going to tell them, hey, can you guys tone it down a bit or change the subtitles? So you just think whenever they say, like, cuss words, they change it to something more toned down for kids? That's what I think. I'm afraid that fucking Disney would do that shit. Especially for the final arc. I don't want it to turn down. Like, fuck it. I don't care they have the rights for it to stream it on Disney Plus. Just make sure they don't have no hands on the project itself. Disney to not have no hands on the project itself. Just let that studio do its thing. Make sure the translation is on point. Don't try to fucking cross, if there's any profanity, don't cross it out, because then you'll be like, oh, like, you son of a bitch or whatever. It's an example, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to be reading the subtitles, you son of a gun, or some fucking crappy shit like that. You know, how it should be. So that's what I'm scared of, because it's Disney.
Yeah, imagine hearing like a familiar one, like, Kusa, Kono Yaru, and it just translates like, oh, you jerky poopy head.
Or then the fucking would say back instead of putting idiot, oh, you dummy.
You silly boy.
So, yeah, that's why I'm kind of scared of. That Disney might try to put some hands on the project and try to do some changes. Or maybe get rid of the blood and put just saliva instead of blood. that's the other thing I'm afraid of. So I'm hopefully nothing like that happens. Hopefully they just got the rights to stream it and that's it. Because holy shit, I'm probably going to do a whole podcast talking shit on Disney.
Yeah, definitely. We're definitely going to talk about it once the first episode comes out. Which is now, at this point, 2 months away.
Yeah, 50 days or 49 days now, around there.
Time goes back so fast. So,
I gotta catch up to the anime. and now, talking about the poster.
Yes.
So, this exact poster that we're looking right here, I saw on Twitter a lot of the same poster. We replaced me with Disney characters.
Dude, they replace you Wonch with Mickey.
What happened?
Imagine they replace Yuanch with Mickey.
They replace who was it? I think at the center was Mickey as Ichigo. I know there was Donald, Goofy, and what's the fat dude? That's Luffy and Luffy's Goofy's friend. Pit, is it him? Yeah. Him. I think he was in the poster too, in the design.
Yeah, I can see that. Pete being Yuanch, Mickey being Ichigo, Renji being Donald, Chad being Goofy. You know, let's see. Minnie would have to be, or Hime. Rukia would probably be, I don't remember, Donald's girlfriend.
No, Rukia would be Mimi.
Really? They're supposed to be together, and you know, it has to be his friend, because, you know, it has to be a female relationship with Mickey that doesn't become romantical. And as far as I know, he only ever really hangs out with Minnie.
Yeah, but if you think about it, it's just a fan made. People are probably just gonna see if I see it on Twitter again. I'll put it on Discord. So guys, make sure you join the Discord. So I'll put it there because, like I said, and it was yesterday, on Friday. I just saw a bunch of the same poster over and over again. And the more I saw it, the more I hated Disney. For some reason, I'm like, why the fucking Disney got this shit for this? Well, anyways, yeah, those are the Bleach news. What do you think, though? What are your thoughts on it?
I mean,
are you happy? Do you care? Or are you afraid?
I'm a little worried because of Disney, because, you know, they have their track record, and once they get a hold of something, they really try to change it for kids. I mean, hopefully that doesn't happen here. Like you're saying, I'm just hoping that they kind of just leave it alone. They just have the streaming rights and that's it. They just want to be the one putting it out so they can get subscriptions and that's it.
Yeah, pretty much. Which, I still don't see Disney with fucking anime. It's like, why? But yeah, still salty about it.
Yeah. But hey, that's what's coming along. All right, now on next news, this is also coming from comicbook.com and Mob Psycho 100 set season 3 release date. All right. Mob Psycho 100 is getting ready to come back to screens with its third season later this fall, and the series has finally announced the release date for the new episodes. The third season of the series was surprisingly confirmed to be in the works not long after the second season came to an end, and there has been wonder as to how the anime will be tackling the final arcs from One's original comic series. There will be plenty of material to cover before it's all over, and that's why this is one of the major juggernauts leading the competitive fall 2022 anime schedule. Mob Psycho 100 has officially confirmed that season 3 of the anime will be premiering on October 5th in Japan. Crunchyroll has previously confirmed that they will be streaming the new episodes alongside the release overseas.
Okay, yeah, I just had going back to the Bleach, I just saw it right now again. Yeah, Mimi Sorihime.
I knew it.
Rukia, like the cowgirl? No, there's no cowgirl.
So who's Rukia?
Rukia is
the female duck.
The female duck.
I don't remember her name. I remember
it's the evil one. Yeah. The queen's head, which I did Blanche. Remember seeing that. Pluto.
Pluto.
No, that's his name, right? Pluto. Pluto.
Mean Goofy.
No, the dog.
Yeah, Pluto's the dog.
Yeah, he's fuck. What's his name? Chad.
What? Why would Pluto be that? That would be Goofy. It's perfect for him.
And then Goofy, his shit.
Renji?
Let me look at the I'm trying to look at the picture.
Dude, if Donald is Ukira, I'm gonna lose my shit.
Goofy is Ukira. Ukira Ishida, or whatever his name is, the Quincy guy.
Mm.
And then there's this other female character, and that's Renji. Yeah, it's Renji.
What? Put that shit on the Discord.
Yeah. Let me post this shit on Discord.
All right. Well, so while you do that, Mob Psycho is coming October 5th. So, you know, October is going to be a big month for anime because now it's not just Mob Psycho, Chainsaw Man, Bleach on Gaming News, Call of Duty, which that one I'm excited for. And yeah, so that's the big major lineup. And I know that for Crunchyroll, Chainsaw Man is like the big head hitter that they have for this upcoming fall season.
Yeah, Chainsaw Man is going to be pretty cool.
That's going to be badass.
All right, I posted on our Discord. You guys probably saw it already. Actually, if you guys are in the Discord, bruh, you're probably seeing this while we're recording the podcast. Kind of live in a way. Right? Like, I seen that duck, but I don't recall exactly where.
I don't know that one.
But overall, I'm salty, dude.
Are you sure it's not Donald? I think it's pretty much just Donald, but with the hair.
Really? Because it has to be Donald, too, because, you know, we have Goofy, Mickey, and Donald, but they changed his color because he doesn't look white. Yeah, I know the image itself is red, but he looks more like a brownish color, though.
I think it's just the effect of the hair. That's what maybe it's supposed to be.
Because it reminds me, if it was more one of those Mighty Ducks, do you ever watch that cartoon?
I watched it, but it was years ago. I wouldn't remember much.
Yeah, it looks like if it's from there, you know?
Yeah. Okay. It looks pretty funny.
Fuck this shit, though. I'm telling you.
All right, so guys, keep a lookout and mark your calendars for October 5th because Mob Psycho is coming. And if you've been keeping up with our reviews, it's going to be fucking hilarious.
I still got to watch the anime. But I don't want to watch it because I just want to read the manga first and then watch the anime.
After you read it, I should definitely recommend watching it because you're going to love it so much more. Because now, because afterwards, you're going to be able to associate like sounds and certain like moments with the anime. And also, the music is quite iconic. You know, I'm telling you, as I'm reading the manga and like Mops, his meter starts going up, I'm just hearing the song playing in my mind.
Yeah, I was thinking that after I finish the volume, you know, watch those episodes without volume and then again. So going, you know, back and forth. Because that's what I was doing with the quintessential quintuplets. I only read the first volume, but then I just continue reading watching the anime. I'm sorry. Speaking of quintessential, I thought that the manga box set number 2 was going to come out in this month, but it's not.
What is it, next month?
I think it's next month, so into November. I'm trying to be on Barnes & Noble, but for some reason their website's going kind of slow. That's why I stopped reading it, because I wanted to buy box set number 2 so I could read the whole series at once. Yeah. I guess I still have to wait a little bit. Quintessential. I still have to wait a little bit more. But while this loads up, let's move on in the meantime, because this is everything else works fine. So it's all not right. My internet.
Okay,
it's,
so while you're doing that, I'll leave your note for after this one. So, everyone, we got some stuff to be excited about. Crunchyroll is releasing some anime movies that everyone has been wanting to watch and have been kind of struggling. You know, at least for me, I've been kind of struggling because I have nowhere to watch them unless I actually go and buy the physical discs. So some of the movies that are going to get included this month and next one include titles like Jujutsu Kaisen Zero. You know, that amazing movie that I love watching in theater. So I'm probably going to watch that one as soon as it comes out. Your Name and Akira. There's some other ones. These are all available on the Crunchyroll website. So, let me see. Oh, damn, I didn't add the link. But, yeah, I just know that for sure Jujutsu Kaisen Zero is going to get added on September 21st.
Yeah, and we did talk about it, I believe, last podcast. I mentioned it, but only mentioned Akira because I forgot the other movies. And I think I didn't mention Your Name. But Jujutsu Kaisen didn't mention it. So, that's why we decided to put it back so we could mention that if you haven't seen Jujutsu Kaisen Zero,
you're missing out.
Yeah, you're missing out. So, and now you have time. You have the Crunchyroll subscription. It is time you're going to have time to watch it now.
All right, good. We already got spoiled a little bit with the Demon Slayer movie and along with the anime episode. So that one was a little weird. I would prefer they kind of just did one or the other. Since it's essentially the same one, just you know, a few slightly different scenes. But yeah, now we're going to get a whole lot more movies so you guys can just indulge in the quality.
So yeah, the quintessential, going back real quick, box set number 2 comes out in October, on October 25th. And I actually dig in the box more than the first one. That little... I'm looking at it on Amazon because it was taking a little bit longer on Barnes & Nobles. But now both of them pop up. On Amazon right now, it's $76.96. I mean, Barnes & Noble, $76.96. And on Amazon, it's $69.92. So you say $7. I do have the membership, so it's probably going to be around the same price if I buy on Barnes & Noble with a membership either way. But I just love how one side has Miku and Nino, and I think they're like in the snow or something. It looks like she has a scarf on the look.
All right, here you go. Now I got the dates. So some of the movies that are going to get added is on August 11th, we're going to have Josie, the Tiger and the Fish, The Stranger by the Shore, and Human Lost. On August 18th, we're going to get Akira and Your Name. August 25th, we're going to get Wolf Children, The Boy and the Beast, and Sing a Bit of Harmony. And finally, on September 21st, Jujutsu Kaisen Zero. There hasn't been any news relating if it's just going to be for a limited time or if they're just going to permanently be available now. So if you guys are interested, I definitely recommend watching them as they come out, just in case. But hopefully they keep them there and they're just permanently part of the library.
I think so. So I got this email a while back about one of the figures I wanted to get being back in stock at the Crunchyroll store, and it's from Miku Nakano, and oh boy, I'm buying this one because I put it so they could let me know when it was back in stock, because they only had Nino Anambuli. Which one is the one with the Ichika? It wasn't the other one. It was Ichika.
Oh, the one with the short hair?
Yeah. And here, I'm going to send it to you so you could click on the... So you know what I'm talking about. And or you guys just go to Crunchyroll store, put Miku Nakano, and it's going to be the one with the black dress. And holy shit. Whew, beautiful. I think she's amazing. It's a Van Presto figure. It's just $27, so it's not even expensive. But holy shit, she's amazing. She looks so good, man, with that black dress.
Oh, yeah, man.
Nino looks pretty cute, too. Even Ichika looks cute.
What do you mean, even her?
Yeah.
Why are you hating on her, dog? Out of all of them, she's the hottest one.
Ichika?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't... I'm not a big fan of girls with short hair, pretty much. Yeah. But I think she just pissed me off in the anime towards the end, what she did to Miku and her sisters. I'm like, you bitch.
It was a shitty move, but in Love and War.
And then Yotsuba, why did they give her like a long-ass dress for her?
I don't know, I guess kind of throwing the plot, I don't know. It did look a little weird. I would have expected her like a little bit of a smaller one.
Yeah, because everyone is smaller or, you know, kind of like a cute looking one, you know, it's kind of sexy. And then you see her all covered up and shit.
This is not what I signed up for. But hey, once you own it, you can just take that shit off.
Oh, you know what I want to buy? One of those hentai figures that you could take away the clothes and then put it back on. So when you're alone, you take it off. And then when you have people around you, you know, putting the clothes back on.
Yeah. Get dressed, darling. We have company.
Exactly. Be like, hey, come on, come on. Put your clothes together. We're decent people right now.
All right. And for the next news, this is coming from Crunchyroll. Tower of God second season has been officially announced. This is part of all the announcement that we got during the anime expo that happened not too long ago. It just been announced. Hasn't been no new dates or anything. There is a trailer that they released which is available on YouTube. I'll add a link to it on the description so you guys can watch it as well. And I mean, I'm excited about this one, but I was trying to think about it, and it's been so long since I watched the first season. I can't really remember the plot or how the main character actually gets a power up. I just remember him being useless and then at the end getting pushed off.
See, me, I didn't see the visual just because I still haven't seen season one. And then if I click on it, I thought I was going to see some spoilers or something. So I just didn't click on it. Because I know you talked about it before, if I'm not mistaken, about season one.
Yeah, because Tower of God, this is one that's coming from South Korea. It's a manhwa that got adapted. It's a Crunchyroll exclusive, and it used to be like one of the most popular ones on Webtoons. And I mean, it just took over. I love the first season, but with so much different stuff that I've been watching, and since I only watched it once and I had no previous knowledge of it, as it's from Webtoons, I can't really read it. I haven't really been following up, and I just kind of forgot about it. I do see some new characters on part of the cover art. Or at least I'm thinking they're new characters, unless the MC got a hairdo. But I mean, it's looking good. I'm happy about it. I'm expecting big things.
Big dick. Hey.
Yeah, I'll probably end up rewatching it, to be honest. Just to get a little freshen up. Uh-huh. Yeah, remember? Do you remember? Bow.
So, remember last episode when you mentioned about that isekai movie? I mean, anime? About the uncle?
Uncle from Another World?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did you watch it?
No, I got confused with another isekai that I listened, and it's let me get the actual name of it. It should be on my anime list app, if I'm not mistaken. Excuse me, and it's actually gonna be a plan to watch. It's a harem isekai.
No. Of course, you disgusting slob.
So the Japanese name is Isekai Mikyu the Harem Wolves. And I believe it translates to harem in the labyrinth of another world. So that's the one that I actually listened in another podcast that they were talking about it. So it's also a new one that just came out. So it's probably like 5 episodes in so far.
Also on Netflix, or where is this one?
I believe this one is in Crunchyroll, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, what was that name again?
Harem in the Labyrinth of Another World.
Okay, see, 6 episodes so far, it says for me.
Also, this week came out the
new episode. Mature and bookmark.
Yeah, it's on my queue, dude. Yeah, just check right now.
Yes. Hey, if it has mature, I'm signed up. Because it's going to be one of two. Either it's going to have blood or it's going to have boobies.
Exactly.
And I'm signed up for both. Hell yeah. I remember when they used to be like a separate tab on Crunchyroll where you can just search up for categories and one of them being mature. They took that shit off.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they kept the mature anime, but they just made it harder for you to find it.
I'm still salty that it straight out censored roles and harem.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, so bad.
I watched it uncensored, though.
Yeah, but I don't trust your websites, man.
Hey, you're missing out. I'm just telling you that.
I'm reading the manga, so... The main source.
Yeah, well, you can be reading it, but you can't get the audio cues that I am.
I'm hoping they'll release a uncensored Blu-ray, then I'll purchase it. Guess I wouldn't mind having that in my collection, to be honest. Yeah.
Dude, that must be crazy, though. Like, one of the jobs that you can... I wonder how easy it is, actually, to be a voice actor in Japan and then just, like, voice act one of these hentais.
What if? Because there's no voice acting, they're actually getting fucked while recording, and those are actually moan sounds while a girl is getting fucked. Boom, mind blown.
Hey, I don't know. Probably not.
I know, I was sort of reacting, my guy.
Yeah, I don't know. You're a little nasty like that, so I kind of thought you believed it for a bit.
Hey, it might be true, because that sounds kind of legit, man.
But where I was going to go with it was because I can very much recognize a specific or a few specific voice actors when I hear them in different what's it called, hentai. I'm like, oh, she's here. I'm like, all right, this is going to be a good one.
Oh, you're like, oh, she's getting fucked.
Yes.
Like, I like... See, I can't do it because I'm not getting fucked.
All right. Well, give me the Addy. Let me pull up.
You know where I live. VA work. Put some OT.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? You were expecting a little answer from the knock, knock. Huh?
I was expecting you to open up.
That's what I'm asking. Who's there? It depends. Is it worth it if I open up?
It's Big Duke.
Sounds like you're fronting.
It's girls with dicks.
All right, fuck it. Let me open right now. Open up, FBI.
Dude, have I sent you that... that TikTok or not? It's like a Japanese businessman. It's taking place in Japan, like in the red district. Uh-huh. There's like a guy walking down an alleyway, and then there's girls like trying to get him in. Like, sir, please come in. It's it's 1,500 yen, like $150.
$1,500. No, it's a little bit less.
All right, so let's just say that one. So it's not so cheap. It's a 1,500 yen for girls, and then the guy says, no, too expensive, and keeps on walking. But then the girl says, but it's girls with dicks. And the guy immediately turns around, like hella down for it. I'll find it right now and I'll send it to you. And I'll probably also add the link on the Discord.
All right, yeah, I haven't seen that one.
It's pretty funny.
And speaking of that, let me tell you a little, for our listeners, you heard this story before. But for our listeners, let me tell you a little story when I went to Japan.
Okay.
So one of this in Japan, we went to a bar and we met this guy actually that he's also from Mexico. So, you know, we just started talking and shit like that. And then we just left the bar and we started walking. But we walked through this street, which is, you know, every little business right there is, let's just say, a whorehouse. That's what it pretty much is. And outside each one of those stores, businesses, there's a man in a suit. And he's pretty much the person trying to get customers to go inside and, you know, get people, get business.
Can I get you hooked up?
Mm-hmm. So it was this old guy, you know, in his tuxedo, in his suit. And he looks at us. Of course, he's Japanese. We don't look anything Japanese at all. We don't know Japanese, obviously. So the way for him to let us know, like, come in, have sex, right? He kind of like, as a guy, you know, when you masturbate, you know, even girls know how a guy masturbate, you know, how they put their hands. So he went like that, like he was jerking off to us. Like, he says some shit in Japanese, but he was doing that, kind of saying like, hey, you guys want to, you know, have sex or something with the girls. Oh, that shit was fucking hilarious, man.
Bruh.
And it's funny because no matter what language you speak, you know what the fuck he was referring to.
Oh, yeah.
By doing that. Like, you knew. That's like a worldwide sign language type of shit. So that's one of our funny stories from Japan.
Not bad. When are we going back?
I'm hoping next year. When we're going back? Like, if you win the first time?
When are you going back and when are we going to go?
Okay, there you go. So probably next year.
All right.
Sorry, I got to put him on the spot. We told him he didn't want to go.
Yeah, I kind of do regret afterwards. You know, it would have been fun being homeless one night.
Oh, dude, that show was... Okay, yeah, we probably should have like on Discord, we should join like one of our voice chats. I should put I don't think I have a general voice chat, actually.
By the way, I added the video. I found it, and I added it to the Discord just now. It's in the general chat since I noticed we don't have a meme one.
What's the... Do you usually, for people that have the Discord listening to the podcast, that's what's mainly for not safe for work or safe for work, the memes. For photos and videos, okay. Whatever. That's pretty much that section right there. So whenever you guys want to put, for listeners as well, want to put any like memes, you could put it on the, or video memes, whatever. You could just put it on not safe for work or safe for work. It's under the photos category, which, I mean, should be photos, videos. I should probably change it to photos/videos, right?
Yeah.
So it could make more sense.
Or just change to media.
Yeah, there you go, media. And yeah, just go from there. The setup, there's a setup section too. That's for, you know, you want to show up your setup for like console or your man cave, woman cave, whatever. And then wallpapers, you know, wallpapers that you have on your phone, which I'm the only one that posts the shit because not even Rick make it some fucking Discord. I should kick him out too, huh, guys? Putting him on the spot on the podcast right now.
Let me do this shit right now.
No, it doesn't count. You're out.
It does.
You know what? You're level 100. Gonna love you. I'm gonna love you. I love you too. Yeah. But I'm gonna drop you to level -100 now.
What?
Yeah. I'm just making fun of him, man.
All
right. You guys know me. No, you don't need to invest in nitro. You just gotta
Because I was posting it and immediately this creep pops up like, hey, want to get some nitro? I got you, man.
It's funny because every time I look at him like, it's trying to get me hooked on some shit right here, man. But yeah.
I don't know if it's going to struggle. But yeah, I do have an anime wallpaper. It's a screenshot that I took off of one of the newest chapters of One Punch Man. Saitama fighting against Garo within the clouds. And all you really see is like the outlines or their shadows, rather. As the blasts are happening. I started a little bit. It went all the way and then it just stopped. Let me try that again. But anyway, let's continue with the next stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, before I forget, because I didn't see it, unless if I skipped it, for the voice channels. Oh, yeah, there is a general one. It was a battlefield. Okay, so we should probably like later or one of these log into the voice channel general and then so I could talk about my Japan trip. So people know. Instead of just putting the whole thing in the podcast. Because I think it's going to be too long for just Japan trip. But hey, people want to listen to it on the podcast instead of the Discord. Because some people don't like joining Discord channels. Voice channels just because they're shy. That's actually me right there. And usually when I see people on the voice channel, usually don't jump in. Because I'm shy. Like, I don't know what to say. I'm just going to be there listening. Which it's weird because that's how I am with friends too. If you notice, I usually don't talk it. I'm just chilling, drinking, listening to you guys saying dumb shit. And then in my head, like, God, these guys are so stupid. I'm kidding. I don't say that. How about you guys?
Yeah, right.
But yeah, moving on to the next topic. You guys remember me talking about Blue Lock? I was going to buy the manga, which I still haven't. But the anime getting released. It's a schedule for release October 8th. I saw the trailer and it looks fantastic. It looks like they're in prison or some shit like that. It doesn't look like a regular soccer anime. If you look at the trailer, it looks weird. It looks like it's gonna be good. Like, I was expecting some Captain Tsubasa type of thing, but they don't look like they're like in prison, this weird place that they were forced to play soccer, or I don't fucking know, man. Because the trailer that I saw, it didn't have any subtitles, it was all in Japanese. But I'm excited for it. It looks like a mature soccer anime. And like I said before, I'm not a fan of soccer, but I'm excited for this anime.
Also, going back to my screenshot, I can't upload it because it's telling you that it's too powerful. Big. It's too big. It's just a screenshot. I didn't know it was like over 8 megabytes. Maybe if I take a screenshot and I cut it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let me trim some of it down just so it's hopefully under.
All right, guys and girls. Careful when you see his walk screen. He's probably gonna be some naked dudes. Of course. It's gonna be the Eren Jaeger naked figure.
There we go. You have to cut off from the top and the bottom.
Oh, okay, I see it.
Yeah, that it's a screenshot strip just taken from the manga.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the one that I posted of Gohan. Yeah. The quality, I don't know, they probably reduced the quality on Discord, but dude, it's literally like 4K quality shit, like so crisp. It just looks amazing on my phone, especially since the back of my phone is Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. Get it, Bluetooth, kind of like Bluetooth, kind of make it run. Dude, I should be the next Eminem, man. Yeah. Anyway, it kind of goes with the blue color, the back cover of my phone and the screen, the lock screen.
Alright.
Well, what's the name of the lock screen? Yeah.
Let's not get too off a topic and going off this wallpaper. So, were you going to say more about Blue Lock?
Oh, no, just that. I'm just pretty much excited. Can't wait for. Dude, we're getting good animes on October. In October. Yeah. Mob Psycho.
Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw Man, Bleach, Blue Lock, and also the anime movies, right? From Crunchyroll, Akira. Did you say October or November?
Oh, no, that's August. Akira is coming this month, actually.
Which one was the latest one?
I think it's next week, actually.
Oh, shit. That was... Okay, cool.
Yeah, August 18th.
That's right.
Next month is
Jujutsu Kaisen. Yeah, I heard 18, and then I just thought about my birthday.
Yeah. It's your birthday. Don't party like it's your birthday.
All right, so the next news.
Yes. So the Haikyuu anime will end with two-part movie instead of season 5. So if anyone is, all about volleyball and stuff, and because I haven't actually watched it, I just know that one person in there is called Hinata, and that's why I love it.
I seen the first three episodes. That's good. Yeah. I love sports anime, to be honest. Like, even if I don't love the sport, like, the animes, they're pretty cool. People aren't happy about this.
Well, yeah, I mean, you would expect the whole last season, not just two movies.
Yeah, because they're going to say, like, you're going to cut up a shitload of parts for two movies. What happened?
They're going to make it two parts. You can expect them to be long movies, too. And they're not going to release at the same time, obviously. They're going to, like, extend it. Like, one probably, maybe end of the year, then the next one in another year.
Like, in another year or another 6 months, yeah. But, yeah, people are afraid that they're going to take away some of the good parts that happened in the manga.
Hopefully they don't.
That's what kind of salty that they did the same thing with the Quintessential Quintuplets. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, we still haven't heard anything about the movie coming to the States, huh?
No.
Kind of salty about it too. I want to see it already. Yeah. Even though I know who he ends up with, but I still want to see it though. I want to see if what I saw in those manga panels happens in the movie. Because holy shit. It's exciting.
All right.
But yeah, so it will be a two-part movie instead of a season 5. And before we get to the last subject, we have two more news. Character of the Week is not even news. But one more news. One Piece film Red did 2 point something billions in 2 days.
Damn.
And I saw a video. Well, not a video. Remember when I think I told you. I was on Twitter and I saw people going crazy about the movie. But when I just scrolled down. So one of our friends, he sent me the same video. Like, dude, don't watch the video. But you're here. So I'm like, fuck it. So I just press play. And here too, everyone going fucking crazy in the theater. And I think it has to do with Luffy and Shanks. And it's like a 20-second scene. But everyone was going...
give him back his hat?
No, I think they were just fucking fighting together or some shit. But everyone was going fucking crazy. You could hear the crowd going, ah, let me actually put it to see how good it sounds through the mic. That way you guys don't have to...
I'm thinking, what Luffy's teeth? No one's going to be actually giving back his hat. I don't think people realize that much, but his hat is borrowed. He's going to give it back. That's one of the main points towards him going out on an adventure so he can give Shanks back his straw hat.
No, I don't think
that was a promise. The promise. Give it back to me once you're full-fledged pirate and you have your crew of your own.
But I think he's just going to be like, nah, you keep it. It looks good on you. You deserve it. I don't think he's going to give it back, to be honest.
Or he'll say something like, oh, that's the crown of the Pirate King.
Or something like that. But he's not going to give it back. That's a for sure thing. He's not going to give it back. Because I also thought the same thing. What would the Straw Hats be without the Straw Hat, you know? So, I don't think it's going to happen. It'll be weird if he does.
Dude, imagine the One Piece as a hat.
Who knows? It's all in one piece. It never gets damaged. Ah. Yeah. Or it heals.
That's why they all laughed. Because they had the One Piece on them all along.
Exactly. So let me know how you hear it. So I'm going to play the video.
If it's playing, I can't hear it at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't hear it at all.
Shit, I look at the screen and I just saw like two. Fuck, almost was a spoiler, man. Oh, I thought you could hear it because it's pretty loud. So I guess
on my end, probably not because of Discord, but once it's on the podcast, probably everyone else will.
You know what? Probably, yeah, because we're recording separate.
Yeah, and Discord has like some pretty heavy noise canceling.
Yeah.
Ambient noise canceling.
Hopefully, it doesn't... hopefully. There we go with hopefully again. Good thing I saw some part, but it was too flashy. So, fuck, I should start fucking watching those shit because they just went berserk. Right. But, yeah.
Plot twist, Luffy has a Bankai. And that's how it ends.
Bankai. And he turns into... And his Sanpakuto is his straw hat. So, yeah, the last topic of the week will be Satchel Belt.
Yes.
So, I talked about Satchel Belt before, especially because I got the game for the GameCube in Japanese. And I didn't know this, but it took us Satchel Belt 2, and they're around 5-6 chapters in. So, and that's what I saw on Twitter. Someone posted like a cover of Volume 1, of the original one, and then Volume 1 of the new one, like the cover. And Satchel, I think that was his spell. His name Satchel Belt. I mean, that was called Satchel Belt. Satchel, he's taller now. He's not that little kid. He's bigger now, like, holy shit, that looks badass. So if you were a Satchel Belt fan from back in the day, well, get excited because we have more Satchel Belt coming out. But let me do something real quick. Let me make sure the fucking Twitter account wasn't pulling my leg.
Okay, no worries.
Yeah. So this was... Oh, yeah. It says Satchel Belt manga will return with a new sequel series starting in mid-March 2022. So, yeah, it makes sense around 5-6 volumes in, depending on how often they release.
Maybe the volume a month?
Yeah, it looks probably like a chapter a month. But holy shit, the cover looks amazing. I know you haven't seen Satchel Belt, highly recommend it. I still haven't played the Satchel Belt game, which I'm probably going to open up maybe after a podcast or play this weekend. We'll see how it goes. And yeah, that was the end of the news. So we're moving to the character of the week. So, which one you got? Wait, don't tell me. Is it from One Punch Man?
No. It's from Bleach, actually.
Again from Bleach? I wasn't sure we were going to go with Bleach again or not.
Dude, I've just been falling in love with it during all this time.
It's really good, huh?
It's really good. Okay. And just the layers and like the symbology that a lot of the moments have. it's what gets me. It's what makes me actually enjoy it a lot more. Because there's a lot more to understand and stuff to actually go through. And even stuff that could be interpreted a different way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it a villain or a hero?
For the most part, a hero. Very much a hero. There were certain times where he was considered a villain, but he's very much a hero.
Kenpachi?
No. Although I do like him a lot, but no, not him.
Is it a captain?
He was.
Okay, Urahara?
Yes.
Okay. He was never evil, though.
Well, at times he was considered evil, and also he had, like some stuff where he was doing some like shady experiments.
Kind of, but I guess he's dope. I thought you chose him too. I keep thinking chose those characters.
Yeah, I looked at the list just to make sure that I hadn't, but no, I hadn't picked him. Dude, I was gonna see which Zangetsu specifically I had picked. Although I'm pretty much sure I picked the white.
Yeah, Zangetsu. You chose a hollow Ichigo.
Let me just add that right there for clarification. But yeah, I was watching another video, like, going more in-depth into him. You know, kind of spoiling some stuff for what's coming up.
Uh-huh.
But it just makes me like him a whole lot more. That dialogue that he has with them about the king and the horse, how he's actually always looking forward towards him, how he pretty much gives them, like, the facts straight up from the beginning, but Ichigo doesn't realize it or refuses to accept that truth. Mm-hmm. Dude, I'm loving all of it.
Not bad character. I was gonna choose a Bleach character too. And then I was gonna go with a Demon Slayer again. But we're like, no. Let's do something. Because I don't think I've chosen anything from this anime before. And it's an anime you've seen as well. So it's nothing unusual for you. And that person has a katana as well, a sword.
Demon Slayer?
What happened? No, it's not from Demon Slayer. Yeah, it's not Demon Slayer, and it's not from Bleach either.
He has a katana. He's not from these two. I've watched it.
Yes. It's a guy.
Atomic Swordsman from One Punch Man?
No, I haven't seen that anime. It's his name, it means kind of like dark.
Oh, is it Yami from Black Clover?
Yeah.
Dude, he's fucking hilarious. One of my favorite scenes from him is from the early season when they're still fighting against Licht. The elf.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn, how do I solve this? You know what? This is not my problem. I'll leave this problem for me in 10 seconds. Then he just kind of like blacks out. Dude, that one, it just had me laughing so hard the first time I saw it.
It's fucking hilarious. And also every time he takes his shit, he's hilarious. And how
he's always taking his shit.
And how he uses his, one of his,
one members. Of his squad members as a car, essentially. Like, hey, take me here.
It's funny, but since I was watching the last few episodes of the anime, I just love the part where he said, like, I can defeat him without you. And he was talking to Asa against the demon, the devil.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, and they had to go together. And at the end, when Asa doesn't have his swords, and then he just goes, like, gives his swords to him. Just like, here you go without saying anything. I'm like, dude, fucking Yami's a fucking beast, dude. I just love him as a character, bro. He's hilarious, he's badass, he's strong, he gets serious. He's someone like you would respect, you know?
Yeah.
It's like one of my idols right there. So yeah, going with Yami Sukehiro, I think that's his name.
Yeah, Yami Sukehiro.
Yeah, Yami Sukehiro from
Black Clover.
I was gonna say Demon Slayer from Black Clover. So yeah, I think he's probably my favorite character from Black Clover. Yeah, because I like Asta, you know, it's cool. You know, I like him before, but then he got too cocky. It reminds me more like Sasuke.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, you were kind of like, you were cocky, but you knew you should respect. But then he got way too cocky. I'm like, nah. Ever since he got the elf, the spirit elf, the wind.
Oh,
spirit,
Sylph?
Yeah, I'm like, nah. Yeah,
a little bit. He's always been a little cocky, but the only one he's ever actually like expected anything out of was Asta.
Yeah.
Like, one of the key moments we actually noticed that is where they're making fun of them both for being peasants born from the outskirts.
Yeah.
And he just uses like his full power wind attack against Asta. He's just like, what, like 5 feet away? Shoots it at him. Then Asta immediately dispels it with his sword and just leaves everyone in shock. So I'm like, and Asta just yelling, I'm like, what the hell you did that for? You fucking crazy?
Yeah.
I could block it, but still.
The other thing that I kind of don't like about Yuno is that when he was a kid, he was a completely different person. And Asta was always protecting him. So I would expect him to be kind of like, conceal his feelings towards other people, but not towards Asta. Because he would protect him when he got bullied, in fight or shit like that. He would always protect him. Asta would fucking, fight for him. And then to kind of get, I know he respects Asta, I'm not saying he doesn't, all that. But he wasn't like, oh, I look up to him. Like, look up to Asta. He just completely changed towards him, too. I'm like, dude, at least you should be more cheerful with him and then be how you are with other people. Because he's,
I kind of understood it a different way. Because I understand the way that Yuno acts. Because, again, he used to get, bullied a lot and, beat up. And Asta was always there to save him. At a certain point, he decided, I want to be that for him as well, so I got to be strong. That's why he kind of hit all his emotions while also trying to be the one that's protecting him. That's the whole reason why he went to the highest one, aside from his magical abilities, but going to the highest one so he could be in the front line so he could therefore protect Asta. But since he's over there, he can't really see, so he's not as much involved yet. And he doesn't know that ever since that happened, Asta's just been thrown into the worst of the worst. Meanwhile, Asta, is over here, collecting cats or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, but let's be honest, also went with the highest one to, because that was the fastest route to become a Wizard King, if you're in that fucking. So he also took the highest route too. But you don't have to consider first or someone you really try to protect, I'm going to become stronger to protect you because you did protect me during my childhood. Now it's time to pay you back. But don't be an asshole about it either. Like, dude, be an asshole with other people because, you don't know it. Because of what you went through in your childhood, you probably consider so towards other people, not the person that was helping you out.
But if you also remember, Yuno is the one that knew the most about him. He knew that he had no magic ability.
True.
And then when he found out about the weird one that he had, he didn't expect much of it. He has magic now. He has a chance of being in it. I'm still going to challenge him, fairly because I respect him, but I'm pretty much still going to consider that he can't do it. And it wasn't until later on that he heard more of the stories and actually encountered Asta himself that he found out what he could actually do.
Yeah.
Because it does reach a point where they actually start talking more and he shows more emotions towards him. Uh-huh. And it's even pointed out by the elf and even everyone else in the squad that Asta is the only person that Yuno really ever actually talks to.
Yeah, I know. But still, I just don't like his attitude overall.
Cool guy demeanor.
Yeah, He's funny sometimes here and there too, But overall, I think my favorite one is Yami. Probably my second one is Luck. Just a crazy little motherfucker. I love his transformation too with the sparks, lightning. He just looks so cool.
Dude, I don't remember his name, but the fire guy from the bull squad.
Oh, fucking.
The one that uses a bat.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite ones too.
Dude, it's gonna kill me if I don't look it up right now. Fuck, wait, I don't want to look it up. Oh, Black Clover, Fire Guy.
Dude, as soon as I see the name, I'm gonna fucking remember. Like, goddamn.
Oh, there you go.
What's the name? Oh, Magna.
Yeah, is that what? Like, it sounds like Magma. Duh. Also, the fire captain, the female one. That took place over
Meroliana.
I love her. She's a beast too.
She's always going past her limits.
Yeah.
And she's hot as fuck.
Oh, facts. See, she was the professor from Pokemon Scarlet. We'll probably go with her instead.
Oh, well, that's the whole reason why I picked her.
See,
she reminded me of her. Subconsciously, she reminded me of her. I didn't even realize that until now.
Until right now, you know what? Yeah, but no, I can disgrace her like this. But yeah, those were the characters of the week.
Yes.
And next we're probably going to have more Bleach characters of the week.
Yeah.
And I'll see which one you choose next. I'll try to guess it.
I'm probably going to start going with waifus, if I'm being honest. I've just been holding out on Rangiku.
She was my favorite one. But the more I watch Bleach, the more like her personality kind of annoy me. I just love Yoruichi or whatever her name is.
Oh, cat lady.
Yeah, I just love her overall. Her personality, when she gets serious, everything.
She's the first person that fucking Ichigo saw naked.
That's right. I totally forgot about that part.
And she kept on flashing him.
Dude, like, I totally forgot that happened.
Because you haven't seen a person naked. Like, put on some clothes, damn it.
Dude, I totally forgot about that shit. Yeah. But yeah, just looking... Dude, I remember seeing this cosplayer that she cosplayed her. I was like...
All right, time to search.
I was like, it was years ago. I was like, all right, I'm searching
in general. This is going to get good.
All right.
Shit. All right, we need to end this now. I'm about to get busy.
All right, end it.
End it. Everyone, thank you for joining in for this special episode. This one was actually, and the majority, made by me. You know, usually Unlimited Dough is the one that ends up doing this. You know, this time he put the job on me. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. I really did. So in case you didn't notice, it was very much a Bleach episode because that's what I'm going crazy over right now. Yeah, well, thank you very much for tuning in, and we hope to see you guys on the next one.
And don't forget to join our Discord.
Oh, yes.
And send us emails. Midnight Fang, come on. We're waiting for more emails as well.
Yeah.
Which is samuraisummitpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. We'll see you in the next one. Peace.
Catch you later.